I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name's Letitia, and you guys are listening to Basically Besties. You know you start... What?
What was that?
When I said ow, I sounded like
Cardi B. I meant to say end
when I said ow.
Okay.
And
you're supposed to say...
And you know we start every episode with our side eye of the week. So yeah. Do you want to go first?
I'll go first. So my side eye is to do with my underarm. So as you guys know, I have very sensitive skin and I'm very picky with what perfume and scents I use because it can give me a rash really, really quickly. And I've been using this deodorant. I won't say the brand name, but if you follow me on Instagram, you probably know, for a really long time. And it's a deodorant that is for sensitive skin. And all of a sudden I started getting really itchy under my arms.
I hate that. I hate getting itchy under my arms.
Yeah. And when I had a look, I had all these like dark spots under my underarms and I didn't know what it was for a really long time. And then I was like, maybe it's the deodorant. And Dad was like, no, it can't be. That deodorant's like $50. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I kept using it, but it just got worse. So I ended up trying to try a different deodorant. And within like 3 days, it stopped itching.
Wow. That's so annoying. I feel like that's happened to me as well.
Really?
Like our underarms are just so sensitive.
Yeah. It's so frustrating.
It's so frustrating.
But I'm so happy I don't have to spend $50 on deodorant now. I can just buy $6 deodorant.
Yeah.
So much better.
And so how are the spots now?
Well, I think, can you have a look?
Yeah.
Do they look like they're getting smaller?
I mean, yeah, but like what the hell? That looks like a disease.
It's so funny because I've been tracking my progress in case anyone else has been struggling with sensitive skin under their arms. And I literally take a photo of my underarm like every couple of days and I find it so funny you never show your underarm to people, right? You never
I see it on your Instagram story. It's a bit of a jump scare. But like, are you sure it's not chafing?
No, because it's stopped. Itching has stopped.
It's just so weird.
And then someone was like, it's because you shave. And I'm like, I get laser. It's not because I shave.
Maybe it's menopause.
Oh, my God. Everything is bloody menopause to you. Trust me, you're going to know when I go through menopause. I'm still young.
Well, I actually don't think I'm going to know because you're crazy.
You go like 10 times crazier.
Well,
and then another sign is like hot flushes.
I don't know if I can do that like genuinely. Because you're already Filipino crazy. I don't know if I can handle Filipino menopause crazy.
Imagine me. I had to deal with my mother. Do you think that was fun? No. So you're going to have to go through the same trauma. But yeah, apparently you get like hot flushes too, which I think I'm really going to struggle with because I hate getting really hot and I feel anxious when, you know, I get too hot or too cold type of thing. So Yeah, it's going to be an experience and I'll definitely let you know how it goes. But for now, I am not going through menopause. But yeah, what's your side eye?
Well, my side eye is honestly stressing me out still. It's not even like a side eye. Like it's like a continuous side eye for like the rest of this week. Because Mel, my roommate, has moved out for like 4 weeks because she's house sitting. And I've literally been living alone for the first time in like 3 or 4 months. And like, I just hate everything about it. Yesterday was Sunday and I got like the Sunday scaries so bad. Like I just couldn't do it anymore. So I started looking at rentals so I could move out tomorrow. And then I was like, okay, that's a bit of a jump. So then I started looking at flights to see where I could go, but everywhere was so expensive. So I was like, okay, maybe I won't fly anywhere. So then I started looking at hotels and Airbnbs.
Why do you not want to be home alone, but you can be home alone in a hotel?
Because I don't want to be home alone here.
Why?
Because there's crazy people on my street. There's crazy people like everywhere I live and it's just scary. Like if I was home alone in an apartment off the ground where no one could reach me, I would be fine and I'd actually be thriving.
Mm.
So... yeah, I don't
know. Do you think the crazy people are going to come knocking on your door?
Yes, it's happened before. Remember the Jehovah's Witness?
Oh my gosh, that's a crazy person to you.
They came back the next day. No, but like they came knocking on my door. I don't know who else would come knocking on my door.
That happens in any neighborhood.
Anyways, I'm not here for it. Like I'm just like I think people forget I'm just a 20-year-old girl. Like I'm not supposed to be going through this right now. In the ways that I can't even say it without exposing myself, but like the neighborhood I live in is just not like, it's just not it. It's scary. Like people like, didn't someone die like on the street like over?
No.
And you messaged me like, oh, a 21-year-old just got stabbed, just making sure you're alive.
No, I didn't say he got stabbed. I said he died. And I should have elaborated more. He was in a car accident.
Oh, well, oh. Well, still.
You just created this story in your head.
I hear things at night when I'm alone. So that's my side eye of the week. It's just being alone.
Okay. Yeah. I think you should harden up, but whatever.
As if you would hate it too. I literally sleep with a knife next to my bed.
Yeah, that's overkill.
It's not. If you lived here for a week.
Do you like check your cupboards before you go to sleep?
Yes, I do. You know how many, have you seen those stories where some people are like living in people's roofs?
Yeah, that freaks me out.
And they don't even know?
Yeah, that freaks me out.
Literally. Do you try having those thoughts alone in a house at my age? I'm just sitting there like, what if somebody's living in my fucking roof and I don't even know?
You know?
And they come down and they watch me while I sleep.
Oh my gosh, that freaks me out.
It's so scary.
Do you know when I was a kid, I used to have this reoccurring dream that there was this dude that lived in the roof of my grandma's house and he had like a full house in there, like a full setup.
It's real. Like it actually happens to people.
It's like, you know, Encanto.
Yeah.
Where the mice are living in the walls.
No, the guy.
Oh, yeah. What's his name again?
I don't know. Once.
Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about, right? He lives in the walls. Mm. Like what if there's someone living in your walls right now?
Oh, my God. This is what I'm saying. Like you don't understand what I'm going through right now. And so I was thinking of just parking my car in the warehouse and sleeping in my car. And then when dad was like, what the hell, Atisha, you're not doing that? I was like, no, it's like funny. It's a video. Like I'll make a video. Like I wasn't even going to do it for the video. I was just doing it for genuine safety. But
I think you'll be more scared at the warehouse. And I think you should do it.
I feel safer in my car than anywhere else. Like if I'm in my car in like the middle of nowhere, I feel safer because if someone comes, I'm just going to drive away.
Have you ever been in your car in the middle of nowhere?
Yes. Remember when I went to Noosa and I slept in my car?
Oh yeah, true.
I really don't care.
I think that would freak me out. Like what if you were sleeping and someone was looking into your car, staring at you sleeping?
Yeah, that would be scary.
Yeah.
But you're in the car. Like what are they going to do? It's like when you go under the blanket, like you're protected. You know what I mean? Like nothing's going to happen.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess. Tish, has your For You page been wild this week?
Yes. I feel like my For You page is just full of conspiracies at the moment.
Yeah, everything is just weird around life in general, I think. And even I've been feeling very, should I post this? Because, you know, I don't know, just on edge. I feel like everyone is really on edge. And what's the word? Stories are being spun, rumors are being started. There's a whole heap of random things happening online.
Mm.
Did you see Kate Middleton was diagnosed with cancer?
Yeah, I don't really know anything about, like, apparently she's missing for ages.
Well,
I didn't even know.
The internet was saying she was missing. They were starting all these rumors saying she, that her husband was cheating on her and that he knocked up some other chick. Did you hear that rumor?
Yeah.
And
like their cleaner or something?
What? I didn't know it was her cleaner. Anyways. And they were saying that Kate was having a nervous breakdown. And then I think you told me that, no, she's having a BBL.
Well, that's just what I saw. That's what. So I only found out about this Kate Middleton like missing thing because I don't know anything about the royal family. Like, I don't care about them, to be honest. But wow. I found what? But I found out like literally like 2 days before she came out with her explanation video that she was missing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, my friend said that apparently she got a BBL, but like I didn't know. Like I didn't know like anything about her. I don't even know who she does or what she is. Like,
do you know who the king is?
No.
What? Do you know who?
I thought he died.
No, Letitia. Do you know who the queen died?
Yeah.
Do you know the queen?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know Princess Diana?
No, I don't know anything about that.
No, shut up. You don't know who Princess Diana is?
Like, I know who she is because of the Ice Spice song, but like I don't know like
oh anything. My God.
But I know like apparently somebody like killed her, like she got assassinated, but like I don't know why.
Okay, this is another conspiracy theory. She died in a car accident, but people say that the royal family.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know, got rid of her type of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's, yeah. But
like, why didn't they like her?
Well, she was causing a lot of, I don't know, it's hard to kind of remember, but she was causing a lot of stress. So she was married to Prince Charles, who's now the king. And have you seen the TV show, The Royal
No.
Okay, that is really good. You should watch it. But basically, he was married to Princess Diana and he was having an affair with Camilla. Do you know who Camilla is?
No.
Oh, my God. This blows my damn mind.
The dress company?
Is this a joke?
Camilla who?
Are you pulling my dick right now? What the hell, Letitia?
I'm Camilla like, who?
Mind blown. known.
Camilla who? What's her last name?
Camilla is the mistress. Okay, so keep up.
I only know Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, my God.
I don't know who Monica Camilla is.
Monica Lewinsky has nothing to do with the royal family. Oh. Look, listen. King Charles, fuck, you are really getting on my nerves. I'm just mind blown. King Charles, okay, no, he was Prince Charles at the time, married to Diana. He was having an affair with Camilla. Princess Diana.
Is Camilla just like this irrelevant person?
Well,
like who she is
she? Was somebody, but the Queen didn't want Charles to marry her because she was divorced and I think it was frowned upon. So the Queen wanted Charles to marry someone who was like, you know,
yeah,
whatever. So anyways, he was having an affair with Camilla and Princess Diana was heartbroken because she knew that this affair was happening but she couldn't do anything. So she was literally starving herself. I think she was bulimic at one point. And the royal, like, it was just messing with her mentally, basically.
But she was already married to him?
Yes. She couldn't say anything because being a part of the royal family, you'll just, you know, get in trouble, I guess. But basically, long story short, they got divorced and she died in a car accident and then he remarried Camilla and now he's married to her.
God, you can't trust anyone. That's crazy.
Literally.
That is wild.
And so Prince Charles and Diana had two kids. God, what's the son? Harry and?
Oh, Harry the redhead.
Yes. And Prince Harry and William.
Hang on.
They anyways. Do that so dirty. The drama doesn't stop there, honey. This is why they have their own TV show. So Prince William married Kate Middleton.
Who's that?
Oh, my God.
I need a photo reference. I need a photo reference.
Kate Middleton is how this whole conversation started, the one who got the BBL.
Right. Yeah. Wait, Harry married her or William?
No, William.
Okay.
William. Okay, yes, so now.
The one with no hairline.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
So Prince Charles is now king, right? Next in line is William, who married Kate Middleton.
Okay.
Prince Harry was never next in line because William had kids already, so they're next in line.
Oh.
So Prince Harry married Meghan, whatever. And
I know her. She's iconic.
Yeah, she is iconic. There was a whole drama with that. Anyways, they left the royal family. And now Kate Middleton all of a sudden goes missing, right? And then all these people start these wild, wild rumors.
Because why were they photoshopping her in photos? That was wild.
That was kind of weird. Yeah, I still don't understand
that. And
like,
you're the royal family, at least hire a good photoshopper. I could have done a better job than that.
It was actually pretty good. I mean, you have to be a major stalker to figure out that was photoshopped.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know anything about that.
Anyways, the internet goes berserk, is creating all these wild rumors, and then she finally comes out and says, guys, actually, I've got cancer.
That's just wild. Like, I feel like if I went missing, like, no one would care.
I'm sure there would be some people that care.
That's crazy.
But it's just so interesting to me that the internet can create all these intense storylines.
Well, based on the royal family's past with Princess Diana, it wouldn't be hard to draw
exactly.
that storyline.
Yeah. And there were so many people saying, oh, Prince William is repeating the footsteps of his father, that type of thing. But it's just crazy that stories can be spun that easily online. Like you can jump online, say something, and people will start believing you.
Oh, yeah. I lie online all the time.
What do you lie about?
Sometimes I do it as a joke. I'm like, what? Oh, when we're on the cruise, I'm like, oh, my God, our cruise ship sunk today. And I was like, jokes, but see how you believed it? It's so easy.
I literally don't remember you saying that.
Remember when I was on the cruise? I was like, our cruise started sinking today.
No, I don't.
And everyone's like, oh my God, are you okay? I was like, guys, I was just lying. Like, it's just funny.
Yeah.
I only did it like as a joke, but yeah, no, the internet is crazy because what people do is they go under this post, they say something and then they forget about it. But thousands of people seeing that and then they run with it and they tell their friends.
Mm.
Just crazy. Yeah. Like, who even noticed that she was missing? Like,
yeah. Are you one of those people though that when you hear a storyline, do you get invested and start researching and creating yes. your own conspiracy theories? Yes. You
and are? I feel like people like wouldn't expect that because I don't know. But like as soon as I see a video about any drama, I save it because I'm not stupid. People, they don't save their videos and then they're like, somebody repost it. And I'm like, babes, I got it, but I would never repost it.
Yeah.
I just have it for my own market research. But like I do get invested if it's people I care about. If I don't know, I don't really care.
Do you know who's a big conspiracy theorist?
Who?
Theorist? Yeah. Dad.
I know.
Oh my God. Like when 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
He still would probably watch a documentary on why it was, you know, planned by the government or whatever.
Yeah.
He's just one of those people that gets really invested yeah. and wants to know all the information and doesn't trust anyone. He's like, this doesn't seem right. Like, how does a building just like, you know, yeah. fall like that?
Well, so is Seb.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
That's probably why they get along so well.
Yeah. But so am I. Like, I believe like all the wild shit that they say.
Yeah.
But like.
Sometimes I do, but I'm like, okay, I've got better things to do right now.
Yeah, that's me like most of the time.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, no, Dad is pretty crazy with his conspiracies.
Have you seen this thing on TikTok? It was this guy who was, he lived somewhere in America and he was driving one day and he was like looking up on the mountain, like really far away. And there was this like tiny little figure on a mountain and it was walking. And he's like, guys, can you see that? And it kind of looks like Bigfoot type of thing, right? Mm. And he's like, I'm going to drive up there and see what's happening.
Oh yeah, and then he went missing.
Yeah, anyway, so he's documenting all this, right? He drives up the mountain and he gets about halfway and there's like all these black cars kind of blocking off the road and they're like, no, sorry, mate, you can't drive up here. The road's closed. So he turns around, goes back up there the next week, same thing happens. And these people are now getting sus and like, then he records videos from in his house. And this is, mind you, over a course of a few weeks, right?
Mm.
And he's like, guys, there's a car out there outside my house, blah, blah, blah. Then all of a sudden he stops posting and he's gone.
Wild. This is why like I'm into conspiracy theories, but I never dig that much because like people are out for you. You know yeah. what I mean? Like the government will come after you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
That happens crazy. So much though.
Mm.
So, well, I just think like, how did people even come up with the idea of mermaids or Bigfoot or zombies? Like it has to be real.
Yeah.
It has to have happened.
Yeah. Do you believe in is it the Loch Ness Monster? Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I went to the
Loch Ness River
or whatever it was.
See, would you be one of those people that would go to that river and be like, I'm gonna be the person that spots it? Or did you just think, oh, that's such a funny storyline?
Well, I was just in there and I was just on my phone.
Of course you were.
No, but I was like, I'm not gonna spot it. I'm on like a tourist boat. But yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
Like, I believe like the world is too, like it is too big for these things to not exist. Like you think a three-eyed fish doesn't exist. Like if you swam down deep enough, it probably would. You know what I mean? So like the Loch Ness Monster, yeah, it probably does exist.
Yeah.
But like who cares?
I wonder what animals exist that we don't know about. Does that freak you out?
No.
Or like, you know when COVID hit and everyone went into a massive spiral and there were these huge conspiracies about, you know, the vaccine and stuff like that. That was a scary time because it was happening like right then and there.
Mm.
Whereas usually conspiracy theories.
It's like stuff that happened ages ago.
Or you're looking from an outsider's perspective type yeah. of thing and it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I remember when COVID first hit and I honestly was so petrified because of all the fear the media put in me.
Yeah.
I didn't even want to open the windows in case COVID floated into my lungs. I know,
you
were crazy.
You took me out of school like so early. I was like, lit. And then like I never went back. I was like, oh. But like, yeah, that was a wild time. And that ever since then, like I don't watch the news.
Yeah.
People like, it blows my mind that people watch the news. I'm like, you know, it's channeled to put you in a negative state of mind.
If
you read any news headlines, it's always negative.
Yeah.
And it always puts you in like the worst state of mind. Whereas if you just look out the window and you just look at the trees, then you realize, wow, it's really not that deep. I feel like life just changed so much after that. Like TikTok came out, right?
Yeah.
During COVID. And I'd never been on my phone more than since it.
Yeah.
Because everything's on, like literally everything went online. Businesses in, you know, person shut down.
Mm.
So now e-commerce is huge.
Yeah.
Everyone has an online business.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I was thinking about this the other day. I saw this vlog of this girl and she was like, what you didn't notice is I actually had zero face-to-face interactions this day. And I was like, wow. I was thinking about how many days
I saw that video, but I didn't watch it all.
I was just thinking about how many days I've gone without having face-to-face interaction because it feels like you're interacting when you're just on your phone.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, I literally actually haven't had a proper conversation with someone to their face in like 4 days.
That's crazy.
Like I go to the shops and I go to self-checkout. Like that's about it. I go on my walk and I don't talk to anyone. Like I go to the gym, I don't talk to anyone.
Sometimes I feel like, and maybe this is just because I'm such an introvert, but talking and communicating with people online gives me energy, whereas when I'm talking to people face-to-face, I'm like, okay, I need to recharge my social batteries because I'm exhausted and I need to bounce.
Yeah.
Is that the same for you or do you like?
I think it's not really because I only hang out with people that I like. Because like, I never like – if I'm with someone, I never like, oh, my God, I want to go home unless I don't like them.
Yeah. I always hang out with people that I like.
Yeah, well, I don't get why. You actually don't hang out with anyone, so I don't know how you're feeling.
I hang out with you. Oh, yeah. That makes sense, actually.
Well, that's the only time I get tired. I'm like, oh, my fucking God, I need to go. But like any other time, like I'm with my friends, I'm like, I never get tired. I want to hang out for longer. Like the other day I just – my friends, they came out. We see each other on the weekend and we literally hung out till like 1 a.m. every night. Because it's just like you just never get bored of it when you're with the right people.
Would you, like when you go away on a holiday with your friends, do you ever spend time alone? Like are you like, okay, I just need to give me an hour. I need to be, like, you know what I mean? Do my own thing for a sec. Or do you want to be with them 24/7?
I don't know. I've never really been on a holiday.
Like when you went to Fiji with Seb, did you still have alone time or were you with him all the time?
No, like I was with everyone. Like that doesn't bother me because it's been like 3 days and like I want to be with people. But like, no, I never get like that.
Yeah.
Unless it's with like family. That's when I'm like, okay, I need to.
Wow.
But that's because I've known you guys my whole life and like there's nothing to talk about. Whereas with you're with friends, like I could talk to my friends for hours and hours about the same thing over and over again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like some people I get like, all right, I'm done, like pack it up. But like very rarely.
Yeah.
Very rarely.
Yeah, okay.
It's probably because I'm like alone most of the time anyways.
Mm.
So it's like a treat.
Yeah.
Alrighty, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode. We do have new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, but we will talk to you next time.
Okay, bye.
Basically Besties is recorded at Amplify Studios, hosted by us, Letitia and Kat Clark, and produced by Fenella Jamison.
We pay our respects to the traditional owners of the land and waters this podcast is recorded on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.
Hey, Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.